It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio.
Welcome to another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. This morning we're going to travel over to Appleton, to Appleton Area Health, and we're going to visit with Deb Cologne. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning.
It's been a while since we had you on Wellness Wednesday.
Yes, it has been a long while.
I think last time we visited, you and Kelsey Tollison, I visited with you guys in your office, I believe. Remember that?
Yeah, that was right around the time we were first starting up this behavioral health practice, so it's come a long way since then.
Oh, okay, so it's been 5-6 years then, huh?
Yep, it has been, probably right around five.
So that's when Appleton Area Health started the mental health aspect department, right?
Yep, we've been up and running for just over 5 years.
Okay, that's awesome. We'll talk more about that a little bit, but Deb, tell us a little bit about yourself for our listeners that don't know you, and you've been around Appleton for a long time, haven't you?
I have. I first started out here in Appleton in, oh my goodness, it must be like 2004.
Okay.
And I came here as a family nurse practitioner. And I was the first nurse practitioner ever at Appleton Area Health, and so I started out here with Drs. Kubota and Austria, and it took them a while to adjust because they didn't have any familiarity with what a nurse practitioner does, which basically we prescribe medications in the similar fashion to how the medical doctors do. Our training is a little bit different and it goes up more on the nursing role, but my role is that medication management piece. And when I started here, I worked in family practice for close to 10 years, and then I left for a brief period of time and I did my schooling to move on to becoming a psychiatric nurse practitioner, which was always my goal. And finally achieved that goal about 7 years ago and have been here for the last five out of those 7 years.
Well, okay. So, the very first nurse practitioner at Appleton Area Health. That's pretty cool, you can say that.
Yeah, it is. It is.
That's really not only at Appleton Area Health, that nurse practitioner, that field has really grown over the years, hasn't it?
Yes, with much need because of the limitation and the medical providers, then the role of the nurse practitioner has grown exponentially. So it's been a good field to get into, and no regrets ever on my career path choice. So
That was my next question, Deb. What got you into this field? What was the interest?
Well, my interest was wanting to, I was an RN at the time, and the choices were working rotating shifts in a hospital or doing management positions. And so I wanted something that would allow me kind of the daytime hours with being a single mom at the time and would just be conducive to my lifestyle. And so I decided to go back into the nurse practitioner field. And at that time, I wanted to get into psychiatry. But they didn't have any programs in my area, and so my advisor from NDSU convinced me to get my family nurse practitioner and that I could always go back for my postmaster's certificate. And it only took me, you know, a little over 10, 15 years to do it, but eventually I've gotten here to where I've always wanted to be. And what gave me the passion about mental health in the first place is my mom is actually a licensed marriage and family therapist in Brookings, South Dakota, where I grew up. And I can remember going to her office after school to wait for her to get off of work to go home and sitting with her patients in the office and having them just talk about how much she's helped them in their life. Mm-hmm. And hearing all of the stories about how mental health can be such a positive influence and people's lives just made me want to get into that field at some point in my life. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, mental health has really come to the forefront now, hasn't it? Especially in the last few years after the COVID, right?
Yes, it has.
And why do you think that is? Just education,
well,
or?
I think that a big part of it is education. We're becoming more in tune to it. People are becoming more accepting of it. I think that social media and television and all those kinds of things help make it more mainstream. Mm-hmm. There are actors and actresses willing to talk about their issues with mental health. TV programs very often now have mental health in their storylines, just like they had physical health for many, many years. And as it's becoming more mainstream, people are more willing to come in and talk about their mental health issues. And I always say mental health and physical health are a lot the same. I wish we didn't divide them, because a lot of what I do with the medications is for a chemical imbalance, just like insulin is for diabetes. And if we look at diabetes, like type 2 diabetes, some people can do exercise, get in better shape, change their diet, and get off the insulin, and then they're fine, you know, because they've made the lifestyle changes. Same with mental health. Sometimes you can make lifestyle changes and do therapy, and it can get better without medication. And there are the other people that are very fit, they're active, they exercise, their weight is within normal range. And no matter what they do, no matter how healthy they eat, they still need those medications to keep their blood sugar in line. And that can happen in the mental health side too. You can do all the things you need to do, but if there's just a pure chemical imbalance in your brain, nothing you can do can change that without the medication, and that's kind of my role.
That's right. That's you. So if you're just tuning in to Wellness Wednesday this morning, we're visiting with Deb Cologne. Deb's a psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner at Appleton Area Health. And, yeah, you got to be pretty excited to actually be part of that program, at mental health program at Appleton Area Health, where you said you started it, what, 5-6 years ago. And what kind of changes have you seen in that time frame there, Deb, in the mental health, especially, you know, the medicine part of it, too? What kind of changes have you seen?
Well,
been a lot of changes or not?
There have not been a lot of changes other than the more acceptance and a little bit less stigma, you know. So there is still a stigma related to mental health for a lot of people. They're a little bit more embarrassed to come in for that purpose than they are for some of the other things. But medication-wise, there's been some progress in, like, medications for treating certain conditions like bipolar disorder that have, and even for depression, that have some less side effects with similar benefit. So they're always doing things to try to get the best benefit with the least side effects.
Can you take us through kind of a routine, a daily work routine for you? What throughout the day, the routine that you have, if a patient comes in to see you and stuff, like when you sit down, go through medications, and or how does that work?
Yeah, that's kind of dependent on where the patient's at for the day. So some visits are really quick, and a patient comes in and they say, you know, I'm doing great. I'm not having any problems with any of my medications. I'm sleeping good, eating good. You know, life is good. We talk for a few minutes, see if there's any changes in lifestyle or those kinds of things, and then we just continue things as is. Other people come in more struggling, and so in those situations, we kind of go through the current medications they're taking, if they're taking them consistently, if they're having any problems or side effects, and then we'll talk a little bit about lifestyle stressors. Is there anything else that could be contributing to those symptoms? And we look at other medications they've tried to try to come up with a plan and formulate. Do we want to change medications? Do we want to maybe try therapy? Do we need to make lifestyle adjustments? And we go over that entire kind of psychosocial, physical health dynamic to see where do we need to make changes for the patient to get to a better place.
Yeah, so if people wanted to visit with you, or are you referred to from other doctors, or how does that work?
I get a lot of referrals from other doctors and like social services and different places like that, but people can always just call and ask to talk to my wonderful nurse, Nikki Jo, and she will send them out an intake packet, and once that's returned, they're placed on the schedule. Right now, we actually have openings within like 2 to 3 weeks. A lot of times, you know, we've been as far out as 4 to 5 months at times, but you know, that it ebbs and flows kind of depending on how many intakes we get at one time. And so Nikki Jo usually gives you an idea of what that's going to look like and keeps in touch with people throughout the process, make sure if they need something emergently, how we can get them help in the meantime. And then we have a wonderful 2-hour get to know you intake visit. And then after that, they're about 15-20 minute visits.
Okay.
So,
Deb, if someone's listening right now, they've never, ever been to a mental health therapist or a mental health nurse practitioner, and they want to, what would you say to them?
I would say, you know, take a look. And what's your family history look like? Is it a situational thing going on, or has this been going on all of your life? And then you have to make the decision, do I want to try to start with therapy and see if there's things that we can work through, or if this has been something that's been challenging me for as long as I can remember, maybe we should look at seeing a medication provider first, you know. So it all depends on first seeing what's going to be the most beneficial, and if they're not sure, they can call and do a phone call to see what are our thoughts on what we think would be most beneficial. And just if you're feeling sad, anxious, depressed, and it's not resolving and you're having more difficult days than good days, call and get scheduled with us. The other things that are more obvious, like hearing things, seeing things, schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, all of those kinds of things, people are usually more aware to come in. But even the other things, you do not have to live your life being depressed or anxious.
Okay. Well, before we let you go, Deb, what do you like about working at Appleton Area Health, or what do you like about your job?
Oh, I love my job.
I can tell.
I love my job. I love my coworkers. It's just a great team here. We all work really well together, and Appleton Area Health has just always been a good place for me. So along with the community of Appleton, it's been a very receptive community. So, yeah, I just, a good spot.
Good. Well, thanks for being on Wellness Wednesday this morning, Deb. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. You have a wonderful day.
Yep, that's Deb Colon. Deb is a psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner at Appleton Area Health, and this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.